We're speaking with the founder of the Swamp Kings, Tom Harkness. The Swamp Kings has been playing for over a decade, proving there's a taste for Louisiana music at the northern end of the Mississippi. Tom, when the band is playing, you can tell that the crowd is into it by their response, their dance moves or foot tapping, or that they're listening. But to engage people, the Swamp Kings goes further, making people temporary band members. You hand out washboards, shakers, and woodblocks, and let crowd members be part of your rhythm section.
It's engaging the people with the rhythm part of it gets them not only interested in the music, but it also gets them up on the dance floor. Once they get that in their hands, they want to get up and dance. So that's a fun thing we do with the music when we play live.
What do they say to you after they've played a rhythm instrument, maybe for the first time in a club setting? What's their vibe?
I had a blast. That's that's what you want to hear. When you look them in the eyes and you can see they had a fun night. It might not be someone who normally gets up and dance, but once you get that instrument in their hand and get them making a little noise with the band, it brings out the music part of them that they might not know they had before.
I got a girl, she's so sweet. She loves to dance that Cajun beat. When she wants to dance all night, we head on down to Bourbon Street.
Your group likes to do songs about food. It's a great way to bring people together because these days everybody is a foodie. And of course with Cajun food, that's a big part of the Cajun culture. So it's kind of natural for you to do that.
The music and the food go hand in hand. You don't go down there to just sightsee. You go down there to listen to music. You go down there to eat food. They have, a whole different fare of food than we do up here in the Northland. So one of my favorite songs I wrote is called Mama's Cajun Food. Mama's Cajun Food is about the spicy food in New Orleans and my desire to eat that spicy food.
Yeah, Tom, but you're from Minnesota, so after your shows, I bet you other North Country people approach you to talk about their bland food backgrounds and current spicy food interests.
Well, absolutely, and one thing that happened along that lines was we got offered a show to play in the kitchen at Cooks of Crocus Hill. Kevin Ryan is a chef, and he teaches a Cajun cooking class there, and he asked us to play in the kitchen along while he did his Cajun cooking class, and we've done that 7 or 8 times now over the last 4 or 5 years. It's their top booked class at Cooks of Crocus Hill. So we play along in the kitchen while he's teaching his cooking class, and Cajun cooking class, and it's a lot of fun.
That must be a great show to do, because don't tell me you don't eat afterwards.
Oh, we get to eat right along while he's serving it up. So, yeah, it's one of the perks of that class.
Well, Mama's in the kitchen, you know it's gonna taste so good. Well, Mama makes dinner, I always eat more than I should. I smell that Cajun spice, I love that.
Tom, you've had this band over 10 years, the Swamp Kings, and you've got a CD, and you must really believe in the music, otherwise you wouldn't still be doing it. But from your CD, tell us what your favorite song is and why.
Well, my favorite song on that is probably track 2. It's called Puro. The name of our band is the Swamp Kings, and swamp music has always been a kind of favorite of mine. It's kind of a loose term, but there are a lot of swamp style bands down in Mississippi, Louisiana. One of the bands that I've always enjoyed from a kid on up to the present is Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty, who's just a great songwriter, kind of influenced me on a lot of the songs I've written, but this particular track on our CD Swamp Appeal called Puro kind of has that Creedence style to it. And I've had a playing the song live, I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, "Oh, is that a Creedence Clearwater Revival song?" I said, "No, that's one of my own songs."
I got a Piro, she got a boat. I paddle my Piro all day long, just trying to find my baby on a bayou. Might be right, might be wrong. I paddle my Piro all day long, just trying to find my baby on a bayou. Sun come up, sun go down. You know my baby can't be found.
We're speaking with Tom Harkness of the Swamp Kings. You had a career in music before the Swamp Kings. You've been doing the Swamp Kings for over a decade. What's your goal for this group?
You know, that's a good question. As far as a goal for this, it's not so much I have one particular thing that I want to accomplish from this point on. It's just always striving to get to that next level. And in one of the things that I strive for is just the performances. I love playing in small venues. That's probably my favorite thing to do. But playing on a big stage is another goal because it brings you... It brings you more people drawn to your band. After 10 years, it's not as easy a thing to do as when you start out because you get that immediate, spontaneous attraction where now I'm trying to pull those people that after 10 years I haven't pulled in. So that's kind of a goal to me, is to pull those people that I haven't pulled in, you know, over the first 10 years. It's a tougher goal, but it's something I strive for.
Any successes along that line?
Yeah, we've played a number of big stages. We've played the Bayfront Blues Festival twice up in Duluth, Prairie Dog Blues Festival. We've played a number of big stages, and you know, even some of the smaller festivals. Just last weekend, we played down at River City Days down in Red Wing. A lot of people in front of you, and it's a great time.
Tom Harkness of the Swamp Kings, providing swamp music in the land of 10,000 lakes. The web address is theswampkings.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.
Let the good time-